Thank you, Professor Ritchie. Okay, one of the reasons that I'm here is that my Rebbe, Rosh Yeshiva Mordechai Gifter, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, taught us that when someone does something right, so you're supposed to let them know they did something right. And we learned that from Benos Slavchot, that after they asked a very, very good question, so in the answer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't just give them an answer, but he prefaced his answer with, Kein benot slofcha dovros. Tell them that they said good. They said something substantial. They should know. They asked a good question. So whenever someone does something good, you should let them know they did something good. Give them a little encouragement. Chizuk. So this program I consider something that's Kein, something that's substantial, something that is beneficial to Klal Yisrael. And therefore, when I was invited to come here, I saw this as a chance to fulfill this mitzvah of telling you, Kein, benos slofcha dovros, doing something substantial, you're doing something right. And especially to Professor Ritchie, you have developed a program here that is something that is substantial, that's beneficial, that contributes to Klal Yisrael, and keep up the good work. Now I have to speak also, so that's what I came to do. The Shari Tshuva says that there is a mitzvah to have groups in every city that are experts in various areas of Hatzalah. People who know how to put out fires, people who know how to give first aid, and people who know how to give advice. That's also a group of Hatzalah. Hatzalah's nefashos, mamish, literally. And therefore, people, just as much as they have to train to know how to put out a fire, so they don't pour gasoline on the fire in the hope that they're going to put it out, and people have to train how to give first aid so they don't choke the people that they're trying to resuscitate. They have to know the malacha. They have to know how to do it. Similarly, people who have to give advice and counseling, counseling is to give counsel. Counsel is advice. People who are trained to give advice can't just do it because they have some kind of absorption from the air. Right, of knowing how to give advice, have to be trained by people who themselves are professionals and know how to give advice and how not to give advice, what to say and what not to say and how to say it. So by enrolling in this program and spending 2 years of learning the malacha, learning how properly to counsel people from all different aspects, that is something that fulfills this mitzvah. It's part of Gemilas Chasodim. It's a mitzvah of Gemilas Chasodim. In fact, the Tveris Yisrael says that Eitza Tova, giving good advice, is Michelke Gemilas Chasodim Bedas Ubedibur Bekoach Hasecha. A person can do Gemilas Chesed with his money, he can do Gemilas Chesed with his body, he can do Gemilas Chesed with his mind also, by giving people proper advice. And the Chafetz Chaim says it's also a fulfillment of the mitzvah Ashrei Maskil Eldol, that when you help someone out, even when you help them monetarily, but there's a separate mitzvah Maskil Eldol, lehizbonen b'machshava be'eze inyan ve'eitza nucha letake, to think and ponder. And that doesn't come just again from the luft, doesn't come from the air, doesn't come from osmosis. The thinking has to be guided and trained by people who have experience in these areas. And the Rambam in Mishneh Torah says that someone who has a lev tov, which is one of the foundation midos, lev tov, one of the foundations of all midos tovos, the Rambam describes lev tov, mishekol kavonoso lehetiv libnei odom, Begufo ba'atzoso v'mamono. Not just with his body and his money, but with his eitzah too, to give advice. So a person who has trained and spent the time and money to be able to acquire the skills to be able to give other people advice is a person who obviously has been koneh to a certain degree that midah of lev tov, a good heart. But there's a condition that when a person gives advice, it has to be etzah hogenes, and not etzah niveres, as the Shari Tshuva says, and not etzah lefi darko, which I want to explain what those two things are. What does that mean? Not to give etzah niveres? That's pretty simple. Not to give bad advice. But what's not to give an etzah lefi darko? If etzah lefi darko means, as some say, simply, that you give the person advice that's good for you, but not good for them. But that's not good advice. That's etzah niveres. Happens to be that the reason you're doing it is because of your own personal negias. But it's no different than giving a person any other bad advice. So what is the real meaning of etzah lefi darko? Avraham Avinu, when he was given the mitzvah of Mila, so Chazal say he went and asked advice from his three friends on their Eshkol and Mamre, which in itself is very difficult to understand. Why does he need advice for? There's a shaila whether he should do the mitzvah or not. And if so, he goes to ask three goyim. I mean, there were gedolim to ask. There was his big Talmud Eliezer, ask him. There was Shem and Aver. Go ask them. Don't ask on their Eshkol and Mamre, three goyim. Happen to be your friends, but they're the ones who are going to decide if you're going to do this mitzvah or not. And he went to them, and Onur and Eshkol told him not to do it, seemingly. Onur told him, not a good idea, you're an old man. This is going to be an operation that's probably going to kill you. Eshkol told him, even if it doesn't kill you, you just vanquished four kings who are looking for revenge. Their relatives are looking for revenge. If you're going to be weakened and your whole household is going to be weakened through Bris Milah, it's going to be the opportune time for them to take revenge. Just like later on, Shimon and Levi took revenge on Shechem. So they seemingly advised him not to do what the Rabban Shom said. He went to Mamre, and Mamre said, let's look at God's track record with you. He saved you from the Kivshon Ha'esh. He saved you from the four kings. God seemingly protects you from everything. So if I were you, I think I'd do what God wants. So because Mamre gave him good advice, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Mamre a schar, got him a special reward, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Avraham Avinu be'ilone Mamre. Few questions. First of all, like we said, Avraham Avinu needs advice, and if he's getting advice already from three goyim, and secondly, if Onur and Eshkol told him not to do what the Rabban Shlom said, they should have been punished. Mamre shouldn't have been rewarded for doing anything extra of telling him to do what God said. But Mamre is given special reward, and Onur and Eshkol not punished at all. And in addition, L'chaora, Avraham Avinu seems to be following the way that most people ask advice. You keep asking till you hear what you want to hear. Because he asked three people. Two of them told him not to do it. One of them told him to do it. So he said, you know, Achri robbed him lahatos. Two people told me, no, I guess I shouldn't do it. And if he didn't need the advice altogether, he knew what he was going to do, why bother to ask advice? The idea is that advice is not necessary in many cases to know what it is that you have to do. Chazal say that a person should ask advice even from a lesser person than himself. We learn from the Rabban Shom. The Rabban Shom asked advice from the Malachim, before he created a man. The Rabban Shom needed advice from the Malachim. So we learn from there that you should ask even from a lesser person. I don't understand that really. If it means what it seems to mean, that you should honor the lesser person by asking his advice, even though you don't need it, and he doesn't know as much as you, right? If I don't know, I hear a noise in the motor of my car, and I know a little bit about automobiles. With the cars that I've had, you have to know something about automobiles, or you don't go too far. So I know if the noise is coming from the carburetor, it's coming from the pistons, it's coming from the starter, right? But I'm not exactly sure what it is. Right, and I asked my mother-in-law, who doesn't know where the motor of a car is, right, what would you say about this noise? What do you think we should do? Right, that's ridiculous. She knows less than me about what's going on. But if I want to give her a little honor and show her that I respect her, so I'll ask her advice when it comes to the motor of the car, even though she knows less than me, that's very condescending. She's going to know that I'm making a fool out of her. So what's the tachlis? So the Meiri says that the purpose of asking advice from someone lesser than you is because advice is not always because you don't know what the facts of the situation are. You need someone with more knowledge than you. Advice is because everyone really knows what he should do, but it's colored by a lot of bias, by a lot of subjectivity, by a lot of negias. And therefore, a person does what he'd like to do, not what's really the proper thing to do. But he fools himself. And he thinks that what he'd like to do is what's really proper to do, because he really involves himself in the problem, in the issue, and he thinks that he sees the positive and the negative, and he weighs out the positive and the negative and comes to a proper conclusion. But the truth is that what he wants, what the result, the resolution that he would like, he sees only the positive of that side. And the part that he would not like, that part of the conclusion, of the decision, he only sees the negative. Now he sees clearly in front of him, this is all positive, this is all negative, obviously this is the decision. But if he would be objective, he would see the positives and the negatives of both sides, and then really be able to weigh it out. So therefore, asking advice from an objective person gives him a different view of what it is that he has to make a decision about. So the advice is not to give him information he didn't have. He had all the information, but he's a biased person no matter how great he is. And asking the advice of someone of lesser stature, but who's not biased, will aid him to be able to see what the situation is completely, in an objective way. And therefore Avraham Avinu went to his friends, Baalei Bris Avraham, because in order to give someone else advice, right, so that's the purpose of asking advice. How about giving advice? Aside from knowing the malacha, aside from the 2 years that you spent learning the craft, right, learning from experienced people, there's something else that you have to be able to do, and that's not something too much that you can be taught in order to be a person who gives an eitzah. Not just not giving an eitzah niveris. Not to give bad advice, that you learned. Not to give eitzah lefi darko, that's something that you have to work on yourself. And that's something that comes from being able to free yourself of your own negias in dealing with other people. Meaning the following. Somebody comes to me and they want to know what they should do in a certain situation. Or they have a problem. And they don't know how to get out of that beso asurim, of that prison, which is their problem. And they need somebody to extricate them from that problem, to give them advice and guide them to get out of it. So I can say to myself the following. What would I do if I had that problem? What would I do if I were in that situation? If that's what you say, then your advice is worthless. Because you are a biased person when it comes to yourself. And if you will determine what you would have done under those circumstances, that means with your bias. So you're just exchanging his bias for your bias. You haven't benefited him one bit. What you have to be able to say is, what would I do if I were him, in his situation, with all of his factors, without his bias? And that's a tremendously difficult thing to do. That takes a lot of gevuras hanefesh. It says, Eitzah melech, ein melochim ele eitzes. Eitzes is an idea of malchus. Nimlach means to ask advice. Malchus means that you're able to rule over yourself. The Shurei Das tells the Rosh Hashiva, says, a melech is not necessarily someone who rules over other people. But it depends how much you're able to rule over yourself, of how intrinsically you're fit to be a king. If you can't rule over yourself, then you're intrinsically not a melech, and you can't rule over other people either. And if other people make you a ruler, then you're just their servant. You're not really a king. A king, man malki rabbonon, people who are talmidei chachamim, what a real talmid chacham is, are people who rule over themselves. So in order to give eitzes, in order to be a person who you can be nimlach in, who you can ask an eitz, so that person has to be able to control himself to the point where he puts himself in other people's situations and is able then to divest himself of his own personal negiyas and see their situation from their perspective without their subjectivity. That answers a very difficult medrash, explains the following medrash. The medrash says that of all the sins of Nadav and Avihu, right, why they were put to death. So the medrash says various things. They went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Shtuye Yayin, to the Heichel, Shtuye Yayin, Prue Rosh, Krue Begodim. They didn't ask an Eitzah from Moshe, they didn't ask an Eitzah from Aaron. One of the things the Medrash says, Shelo Notlu Eitzah Zemizeh. They didn't ask each other advice, which seems ridiculous. Both of them independently decided to do what they did, for the good or for the bad. They made a mistake, they decided to bring in this Eish, right, even though it was not a proper thing to do. So they both came to that decision. What would it have helped if Nadav went to Avihu and said, Avihu, I have this great idea. What do you think? Avihu said, you know what, I had the same idea. So Avihu obviously would give Nadav the advice to do it, and Nadav would give Avihu the advice. What difference did it make? What did it help that they didn't ask advice one from the other? The answer is that Nadav saw his... turn this over. Nadav saw his decision to do what he did from his own subjective situation. Because of that, he came to the conclusion, so to Avihu. But had Nadav asked Avihu advice, Avihu would have had to put himself in Nadav's situation. He would have said, if I was Nadav, without his bias, what would I do? And he was seen very clearly it's not the thing to do. And Avihu would have had to put himself in Nadav's shoes, without Nadav's subjectivity, without his negiyas, and he also would have come to the conclusion not to do it. Had they asked each other advice, neither would have done it, because they wouldn't have been looking from their perspective with their subjectivity, where they would have been looking from the other person's perspective without his subjectivity. That's lo notlu eitzem zemize. In order to do that, a person has to be able to appreciate someone else. You have to be machshiv his situation. You have to be able to see what perspective he sees things from, what factors apply to him, and not assume that everybody is like you. They say that that someone came to an Eitzah to Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld about taking a position or whatever. He was earning a very meager living. Happened to be that that meager living was about five times as much as Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld earned. So Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld didn't tell him, Lemaisa, you're earning a not very nice living. Look at what I'm doing, right? You're a rich man. But he didn't answer him according to his perspective. He answered him according to the factors of the other person. For that person, that was poverty. He wasn't Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld. So he had to be able to look at him from his perspective, his situation, the factors that affect his life, and give him advice accordingly, not to look at him through his own eyes of the factors that affect his life and where he's coming from. But in order to do that, you have to be able to be a nosei ba'ol im chaveiro. You have to be able to carry another person's load by understanding who they are. And that takes tremendous godless. That is the Torah's definition of a godl, a great person. And Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, first it says, Vayigdal hayeled. Moshe Rabbeinu grew in stature physically. He matured. Then it says, Vayigdal Moshe. Moshe grew. Not Vayigdal Hayeled. Now it's, he matured in spiritual maturity. What made him a godel spiritually? Vayetze el echo vayar b'sivlosom. Rashi says, Nosan eino v'libo lios meitzer aleihem. He put his eyes in his heart to feel their pain. Not his pain. He wasn't in that situation. But he was able to feel mamash what they were feeling. That's a godless. That's being a great person. Not being narrow and locked up within yourself. but being able to mamish feel and experience what other people experience. And you need two things. You need einav, you need your eyes, meaning your seichel, you need intelligence, you need to be able to see it from a seichel dig away. That's what you spend 2 years learning the einav. But you also need a heart. You need libo. You need to be able to develop the feeling for someone else, to be able to see their situation as it is, to put yourself in their shoes, and to put yourself in their shoes, you have to be able to be machshir them, to see that there's somebody that's important and what applies to them is important, and not to just disregard them and because their situation is not something that you would consider important for yourself. And that is Avraham Avinu. Went to people who he felt could identify. He didn't want to know whether he should do the bris milah or not. He just wanted to hear an unbiased opinion of what it was that he was going to do. He was going to do it anyway. That wasn't the shaila. The shaila was, how could someone who could relate to my situation, I'm going now to enter a bris with the Rabbeinu Shlom, I have to ask somebody who experienced a bris, who knows what a bris is. So he asked Baalei Bris Avraham, you're familiar with a bris. You could put yourselves in my shoes. How would you see this if the Rabbeinu Shlom gave it to you? How would you give me a chance to see this mitzvah from an unbiased perspective? So Honor and Eshkol weren't able to free themselves of their own bias. And they said, if God had given us this mitzvah at the age that Avraham was, we wouldn't be able to do it. Either it would be suicide, or it would be, under the circumstances of the enemies, putting ourselves into a tremendously vulnerable position. So what they did is they said, if we would have this mitzvah, what would we do? So it's not that they gave him bad advice. They didn't give him any advice. They just weren't able to give advice. Only Mamre said, okay, if God had given me the mitzvah, no way. But you're not me. You, Avraham Avinu, were saved for the Kivshon HaEish. You, Avraham Avinu, were saved from the Lachim. If I were you, Avraham Avinu, without your bias, I would understand that there's nothing to think about over here. The Rebbeinu Shlom is not asking you to commit suicide. He's not looking for Mesiris Nefesh. He's giving you a mitzvah for your benefit. That's how I see it. But I see it through your eyes, not through my eyes. So it's not that Honor and Eshkol gave him bad advice. It's Honor and Eshkol gave him no advice. Only Mamre was able to give him real advice. And therefore, Mamre was Zoche. When you're able to free yourself of your bias, you're able to be an objective person, that's where you see the Rabbeinu Shalom. Biased people see themselves. They say the difference between a mirror and a window is a little bit of silver. Right? A little bit of kesef. Kesef doesn't just mean money. Kesef means kisufim, what you want. Your desires blind your eyes from seeing the truth. Only a person who can divest himself of his negius, of his subjectivity, that kind of person can see the Rabbeinu Shalom. So the Rabbeinu Shalom appeared to Avraham Avinu Beilone Mamre as a sign that Mamre was able to do that. Mamre was able to vest himself with his own personal negius, his own look at the world, his own perspective, and put himself in the shoes of Avraham Avinu, and therefore he was able to give him good advice. And this is the Eitzah of a Chavir. You can go to a Rav for an Eitzah, and certain things you have to go to a Rav, because you need his expertise. And we said over here in this course many times, some people think when they get smicha, that makes them qualified to give people advice. It doesn't. It makes you qualified to paskin shailas. And some people think that when they get a diploma here, right, to give advice, that qualifies them to paskin shailas. It doesn't. It qualifies you to give people advice. People should know what their certificates mean and what they are, what their expertise is for. And therefore, counselors shouldn't be rabbonim, and rabbonim shouldn't be counselors unless they're qualified to be counselors. And therefore, there has to be an interface between the two of us. And I send people to counselors when I know that that's not my expertise, and I would hope that counselors would ask me shailas when they know that that's not their expertise. So there's an Eitzah that you have to go to Rabbonim. That's the Eitzah of a Rav. But I always like to say, sometimes the Eitzah of a Chaver, sometimes a friendly Eitzah is even greater. Because a Chaver is a Rav with an extra Ches. Same Osios. And Ches is the Os of supernatural, something beyond nature. Rav gives you a natural eitzah. He's a Rav. He gives you an eitzah and things that that are natural. But sometimes you need something beyond the natural. That's what you need a friend for. You need the friend's advice, the Rav with the extra ches, to be able to give you advice in areas where only a friend can divest himself of his subjectivity, put himself in his friend's shoes, and give him the eitzah that he really needs. It could be that this is part of the Ohavta Re'acha Kamocha. It's a klal gadol b'Torah. Because in order to give atzas ha-Torah, in order to give Torah direction, you have to really be able to identify with someone else. And if you're going to be a counselor, that's what you have to do. You have to identify with the person who comes to you, put yourself in their shoes, divest yourself of your negiyas, and give them an eitzah that's not only a good eitzah because of the training you had, but a good eitzah for them, not for you. What would be for them? That's eitzah l'fidarko. It could be that was the problem with Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, shalom nohagu kovet zefazef. They didn't share their Torah, the Medrash says, one with the other. And Einayim Tzara b'Torasam. They had a very narrow view of the Torah. They weren't able to see that there are many, many drachim to Torah. They weren't able to see that somebody else also exists. They had their own narrow view, and they weren't able to identify with other people's perspective of Torah. And therefore, they didn't fill Eretz Yisrael with Torah. Because all they saw was their narrow view of Torah. But when a person is able to see other people and to be machshiv them and to consider their status important and what is involved, they're involved in is important, and the factors of their life is important, then you can identify with other people. So, Mirz Hashem, if we use the training that we were given, and you make use of the 2 years of knowledge and experience that you were zoche to be able to learn, and then you take it and apply it properly by being able to be sensitive, not just einechem, but libchem. You use your heart to be sensitive to the needs of other people, to the perspectives of other people, to the situations and factors that affect other people, and are able to be on that level where you're able to divest yourself of your own bias, of your own subjectivity, then you will be very, very successful counselors. You'll be people who will be mekayim, oseh, tzedakah, b'chol eis. You'll have a chance to do tzedakah and chesed on an ongoing basis and help a lot of people. And the schus, that you will be interested in helping other people, in listening to them, in being machshiv them, in giving them the ability to make the right choices, then the Rabbanu Shalom definitely will be able to give you Eitzah Tova. He'll give you constantly good advice and direct you in the proper path, in order that all of you should be able to have a tremendous amount of Hatzlocha, the Ruchnius, the Gashmius, the Momenius, in every area, La'orech Yomim Tov.